Victor Mendez, VictorMendez, 7/6/1964. Today's 3/14/2023. Chief complaint, I did not pass my physical because my blood pressure is up. Number two, the blood pressure is, my blood sugars are high. Number three, I'm not checking my blood pressure nor my blood sugar. Number five, seven, I'm out of all my medication. Number eight, tiredness. Number nine, leg pain. Number 10, leg swelling. Next one is palpitation. Next one is dizziness. Next one is just not feeling well. This is a 58-year-old gentleman who resides with his wife, has kids, grandkids. He's a truck driver. He does a lot of work around the house. He has a ranch. He comes in today with being out of his medication, but the only reason he even cared is because he went to do a DOT physical. During the physical, his blood pressure was quite elevated, and now he's here for evaluation and getting his medication refilled period. He tells me that he did find some old blood pressure medicine, and he brought it down somewhat today. Let's see. As far as maintenance is concerned, he's been referred to for stress. Stress test 2 years ago, which he said he did get it done. I don't have any records of it. He was referred for a colonoscopy. He never did. He's interested in Cologuard now because he doesn't want to have a colonoscopy. And he was scheduled for sleep study, which he never got done. Allergy, no drug allergy, family history, mom died of old age, dad died of water on the brain. They both had hypertension and diabetes. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He's married for about 10 years. COVID immunization, up to date, times 3. Last blood work showed a cholesterol of 272, which of course not being treated, A1C of 8.7, blood sugar has not been checked, PSA was okay, testosterone was slightly low back in 2021, period. Allergy, non-drug allergy, surgery, eye surgery, medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, insomnia. Depression, anxiety, which doesn't appear to be a problem at this time. Also non-compliance, which is a huge problem at this time. He weighs 225 pounds, up 3 pounds from before, 96%, 98.7, 16, 76, 154 over 75. Better controlled with the help of some old medicine he found, in quotation. Heart positive, swollen positive, stew, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, swollen mucosa with hemorrhaging, logical non-focal. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number one, diabetes, resume metformin 500 BID. Number two, check blood work, but expect everything to be abnormal. Number three, hyperlipidemia, refused treatment in the past. Number four, low testosterone, not been interested in treatment. Number five, sleep apnea, most likely with right ventricular hypertrophy. Again, I've not been able to talk him into getting a sleep study done, even though I myself and the folks at the sleep lab have contacted him many times. Next number, needs an ophthalmologist as soon as possible. I told him he's 58 years old. By the time he's 65, he may not have some of his limbs, and his eyesight may be on dialysis and may not even be alive because he may die of a heart attack if he doesn't care about his health condition, and he laughs it off. Period. New paragraph, lower extremity edema, no sign of DVT. Next number, mild peripheral vascular disease noted. Next number, history of vertigo, no change, stable, most likely related to non-compliance with medication, hyperglycemia, hypertension out of control. Next number, carotid stenosis remains the same. Next number, check blood work again. Next number, we'll call patient with the blood work. Next number is he will have a Cologuard testing done, which I'll set that up for him. Next number, we'll try to do another sleep study. Next one was echocardiogram, shows an EF of 55% with right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, fatty liver definitely shows worsening. Next number, kidneys appear to be small. Next number, aorta appears to be calcified along with the carotids. Next number is PVD noted as before. Next number is no evidence of thyroid cyst at this time. Next number is BPH noted per ultrasound. Next number is issues with increased urination can be both related to BPH as well as his hyperglycemia. Next number, he has promised to come back next week for follow-up and go over his medication. We'll set up for Cologuard as well. Next number, I told him I can only do as much as he allows me to do. He needs to see an eye doctor. We're going to check his kidney function. If he doesn't start taking care of him, once again, I've painted a picture of uncontrolled diabetic, non-compliant with medication, with blindness, renal failure, possible stroke, and heart attack. Thank you.